A new study in today's New England Journal of Medicine deals with mental health and the military. It shows that one quarter of the veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan treated at VA hospitals in the past 16 months were diagnosed with mental disorders. Post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, was the most common ailment. U.S. military officials say they've recently made great strides in improving mental health care and lessening any stigma for those seeking help for combat stress. But not all soldiers agree. Army Specialist David Beals and his wife say he was sent back to Iraq before he was mentally ready. NPR's Eric Westervelt has the story.
24-year-old Dawn Marie Beals admits that every Army wife worries that her husband might not make it home from Iraq. But it is different when your husband tried to take his own life less than 3 months ago.
And they're putting a rifle in his hand and putting him on a plane to go back to the war-torn country that put his mental state the way it is.
And the way it is, Dawn Marie says, is not good. She doesn't really worry about her soldier husband, Specialist David Beals, facing the usual dangers of Iraq, mortar, roadside bomb, or sniper fire from insurgents. She worries far more what her husband might do to himself.
If he gets to the point, the breaking point again, that he let himself get to last time, and that if it continues and he tries to hurt himself, or if he gets paranoid and does something crazy, and, you know, he has a rifle beside his bed, he could shoot himself, he could shoot somebody else, and not even realize what he's doing. Because when he has night terrors, he has no idea. I've been through them, and I know he has no idea what he's doing.
Specialist Beals' problems began, his family says, shortly after he returned to Fort Stewart, Georgia from Iraq in the late summer of 2003. The 3rd Infantry Division had led the Army's push into Baghdad to topple Saddam Hussein's regime. Like thousands of other soldiers in the division, family members say Specialist Beals saw his share of combat carnage. But back home in Georgia, he didn't talk much about it. He drank. A lot. His wife says he often drank until he blacked out. After his second DUI arrest, his wife says both knew change had to come. Specialist Beals went to an alcohol treatment program on post. He successfully quit drinking, but his wife says her husband became increasingly depressed and emotionally distant. Most days, when the sun sank, so did David Beals' mood, she says, and sleep brought little solace.
In the afternoons, like 4 o'clock and later, it gets worse and worse and worse. You see it progress. He's very paranoid. He paces all the time and looks out the windows. He has very bad night terrors where he's actually, like, reenacting stuff in his dreams and shooting people in his dreams.
Then in December, with the division's January return to Iraq for a second combat tour looming, Dawn Marie says her husband's symptoms grew worse.
He felt that if he got on the plane that, you know, his life was over.
On the afternoon of January 7th, Specialist Beals locked himself in the second floor bathroom of their Hinesville home, which he shares with Dawn Marie and her 2 children. Specialist Beals downed painkillers Dawn Marie had left over from a minor surgery. With a belly full of Percocet and muscle relaxers, he didn't respond to his wife's pleas. She finally cracked open the door's lock with a credit card and called a friend who lived nearby. Army doctors said it was a close call. After the suicide attempt, an Army psychiatrist diagnosed Beals with adjustment disorder. According to mental health experts, adjustment disorder's symptoms include sleeplessness, anxiety, and inability to feel emotions. The symptoms are similar to, but less intense and shorter lasting than, full-blown post-traumatic stress disorder. After 3 days in the hospital psychiatric ward, Specialist Beals was signed out so he could get his bags. His orders were to prepare to deploy to Iraq within 72 hours. In emails from his battalion commander, the Army pledged to give Specialist Beals counseling at a forward operating base in Iraq. But the soldier who escorted Beals from the hospital to get his bags was on crutches. Beals easily ran away. The 25-year-old was now AWOL.
He said, there is no way. But when he left, he stayed in constant communications with his command, asking for help, telling him that he didn't think he could do this, telling him what was going on in his head, you know, asking for help. And he came back on his own.
The tank mechanic still wanted to be a soldier, but he wanted treatment, she says. In early February, after returning voluntarily, Specialist Beals was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress with depression. The mental health counselor at the Army Hospital recommended that he take part in an upcoming 5-week intensive treatment program running through early April. But after 2 weeks with some counseling, Specialist Beals' commander said he would deploy back to Iraq by mid-March, and once again said treatment would be available in theater. He left for Kuwait March 19th and arrived back in Iraq just a few days ago.
It is our position that he was prepared to deploy. Now we're going to take care of Specialist Beals when he gets in country,
Lieutenant Colonel Robert Whetstone is the spokesman for the 3rd Infantry Division. He says the Army wouldn't have deployed Beals if he hadn't been fit to go.
The chaplain is aware that he's coming. There are counselors there that can help him. And I know if my wife was in the same position as Mrs. Beals, she'd be concerned too. It's perfectly normal. But going back again, considering even though that he's gone through some issues, you got to respect somebody that has the courage to go back and be with his unit, and I'm sure they're going to receive him in a manner that will help him go get through his problems and his issues, whatever they might be, and I think he's going to be well.
But Mrs. Beals says her husband felt he had no option other than deploying to Iraq, and she says she no longer has faith in the 3rd Infantry Division leadership.
They said they were going to get him counseling after he tried to commit suicide, and instead they put him on a plane before his counseling was through. How do you counsel somebody on combat stress when he's in the place where it all started?
Specialist David Beals wasn't able to talk on tape from Iraq, but he told NPR by email yesterday from a forward operating base, or FOB, quote, "Since I've been at the FOB, things haven't been so good. Only a few people even act like I'm here. Many don't speak to me, say hi, or anything. I'm going to try to talk with a chaplain tomorrow and also ask about getting an appointment with mental health. I really need to talk to someone," end quote. And in an email to his wife yesterday, Specialist Beals wrote, "Everything I've been told is a lie, and I'm right back where I started. All I want to do is crawl in a hole and die. I can't keep on like this," end quote. Referring to his family, he wrote to her, "Thoughts of you guys are the only thing that keeps me going." Eric Westervelt, NPR News.